It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Our recording software had some problems at the beginning of the broadcast. We are adding in our pregame talk with Coach Melton, then we'll join Brian and Bobby a minute or so before the tin cupboard tip-off, and we continued the rest of the broadcast with no problems.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show with Coach Jim Melton. We're playing New Bremen tonight. What are your plans for tonight, and what do we need to do to come away with another victory?
Well, New Bremen's a nice ball club. Don't let their record, their record's deceiving. They played in a lot of close games, lost some close ones, and they beat Anna. They've got a couple of nice wins under their belt. They got a nice player in Bornhorst. He's a senior. Bergman's a young point guard. Bussey's a shooting guard. And Suchlin, Patrick Wells. It's a nice ball club. Obviously they lead the MAC in 3-point field goal percent. At 36%, and so they're at the top when it comes to that. So we know we've got to, defend the three-point line tonight and control the glass.
So also we had what I think is a pretty good draw in the tournament. What are your thoughts on our draw and who will be possible opponents coming up?
I like where we're at for the draw. Marion Local is going to play Temple Christian. And we anticipate Marion Local coming out of there. So, we'll have our hands full. Coach does a nice job over there. And then, obviously New Bremen's going to play Ridgemont. And you got St. Henry playing New Knoxville. So the winner of those games will play each other. And then if we're blessed and fortunate enough to make it on to districts, then we'll face the winner of those games. So we like where we're at. We respect our opponents and understand the challenge that lies ahead.
That's good, and it's a really nice. I know most of our fans thought it was a very good compliment to our team and our coaching staff that we were a number one seed. What are your kind of thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't get caught up in rankings and all that stuff. We worked hard to get that. I don't want to take that away from our kids, but it doesn't mean anything if we lose in the first game. It absolutely means nothing. It just positioned us where we're at in the brackets. Now it's time to go to work.
All right. Those are the words from Coach Jim Melton here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We'll be back right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE2 front-wheel drive with heated seats, sunroof, remote start with 19,000 miles for only $18,500. Also available is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with the heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, 29,000 miles for $17,900. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game. Around here, we welcome a slower pace, except when it comes to internet speed. Wabash provides fiber-fast internet you can rely on, backed by local customer service. From email checkers to video streamers to hardcore gamers, we have just the right speed for you, up to 1,000 megabits. If you need an upgrade or just have a question, get in touch with Wabash at 419-942-1111 or online at wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
All right, and again, Brian Patch and Bob Leverett here. We're back at the New Bremen Cardinal Gymnasium. And we'll start off here with the starting lineups for New Bremen, Bobby.
For Bremen, we got Trevor Bergman, a 5'10 sophomore. Reese Busey, a 6'4 sophomore. Patrick Wells is a 6'3 senior. Nolan Barnhorst is a 6' senior. And in the middle, we got Dan Homan, which is a 6'3 junior. So a couple sophomores in there with a senior and a junior. So well-rounded.
All righty, and for Fort Recovery, we'll go with the lineup that Coach Milton has kind of settled in with all year, and that is our lone senior being Grant Kanapke. Number zero stands in at 6'3". Number three, Derek Judy, who stands in around 6'2", and Derek's been playing really well for us lately. Led us in scoring last week at St. Henry on Friday, and then also in Lima Shawnee on Saturday before he kind of got injured with a hand injury, so hopefully that's healed up, ready to go. Number two, Regan Martin, stands in at 6'2", and then our post players are Clay Schmitz, number 12, stands in at 6'5", and Brian Benn in the middle stands in at 6'5", as well, number 41. Clay Schmitz will be jumping here against Dan Holman for the New Bremen Cardinals. And looks like Brian Benn and the Indians are going to start off with the jump ball.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this goes, Brian, because there's really not much of an atmosphere in here tonight. So hopefully the Indians can come out and jump on them right away early.
Great.
Judy does, right down the way for two.
Great take by Derek Judy. Good call there, Bob, starting the game off.
Well, he was in the shop this week and got trimmed up, and I told him, I said, Derek, man, the way you've been playing, I'm not sure we want to trim this hair off of you. I don't want you to lose any of your mojo.
Right now, New Bremen with a quick layup and a miss on their end. Clay Schmitz gets a tip over to Derek Judy. One hand pass down the floor real quickly to Regan Martin. Bounce pass inside to Brian Bennett. Gets swatted back by Brucey. Bornhorst quickly down, throws over to Holman. Holman for a three. Misses it. Nice box out by Brian Benn inside. Outlet to Derek Judy. Throws ahead to Grant Kanapke. Grant Kanapke swings it over to Regan Martin. A little 17-footer off the glass. A little strong. New Bremen recovers.
Yeah, Fort looking to push it there a little bit, and I like that.
Yeah, use our athleticism, and usually when you're the better team, you want to get some possessions. Quick three by New Bremen. Off the glass and misses, and New Bremen comes down with a rebound, but off of Clay's leg, so it will be New Bremen's ball underneath their basket. So 6:47 here to go. Fort Recovery leads 2-0 to start. Triggers it in to Bornhorst. Quickly to the other side of the rim to Wells, and Wells up and in. Give it a 2-2 ball game. Derek Judy on the left-hand side. Ball screened by Clay Schmitz. Derek gets into the paint. Great kick out to Grant Kanapke. Dribbles across into the paint. Swings it over to Regan Martin. Coach calls out Miami. I like these seats, Bob. We're right here on the floor. We can kind of hear everything.
If we can have these seats all the way to state, that would be a great run, wouldn't it?
That would be a great run. Regan Martin, great kick out to Derek Judy for a three. A little strong on the other end. Great box out by Brian Benn. Gets it back up. Step through there, big fella. Up and misses. Great tip by Regan Martin. Just misses it. Holman with a rebound. Swings it over to Bornhorst. Side ball screen here on the right-hand side, right in front of us by Holman. Swings the ball on the left-hand side. Bergman has it. Drives in. Stop. Looks over to Busey. A little short on that, but offensive rebound put back for Wells. Nice little reverse layup there for that young man. Give the Cardinals a quick 4-2 lead. 5:38 to go in the Wabash Mutual First Quarter scoreboard. Derek Judy to kick over to Grant Kanapke. Probably should have shot that three, but a little pull-up jumper. Misses it. Strong.
Raymond Crowell's the rebound.
Yeah, the Indians are getting some pretty decent looks. Just a little off here starting early on, and Raymond's really kind of attacking us off the dribble, getting to the rack there.
Yeah, right now, I don't know if I like our man defense as far as ball pressure goes, because we're getting beat like crazy. Luckily, yeah. Missed three layups as they just did on this last one.
I don't think we're closing out very well and in control, and they're definitely taking advantage of that, getting by us.
Derek Jeudy dumps it down into Clay Schmitz. Clay Schmitz is backing him down. A little turnaround jumper. Gets blocked. Don't see that too often out.
No, Schmitz is getting blocked. That's his go-to move, so.
They read that well. Derek Jeudy gets into the paint. Up off the glass. A little strong. Brian Benn. Shot fake. Finishes it inside. Nice little put back by Brian Benn.
Good weak side rebound by Benny. Gathered himself and empowered that one up like he should there.
Bobby, that was almost like the old Kentucky play where you drive in and you just throw it off the glass to the backside. It's almost like a pass.
Yeah, let your big go get it.
Yep. I don't know if it's playing or not, but Holman for three on the other end, up and in, no box out by the Indians. Bornhorst gets it, up and good as it rolls around the rim. Can understand why he's got 1,000 points, just kind of has a knack for the ball there, Bob.
He's done it for 4 years, and like I said earlier, he's not a flashy guy. Gets about 10 or 12 every night, and if you do the math, after 4 years, you're going to get 1,000.
Yep, you play enough games. Derek Jeudy gets into the paint. Up and misses. I like Derek's ability to attack right now. Just missed a couple layups, but those will hopefully fall for us.
Yep.
Holman has the ball. Throws it back out to Busey. Over to Bornhorst for three. In and out. Grant Konapke with the rebound. Outlet to Clay Schmitz. Clay's looking to attack. Spin move gets knocked away. Recovers the ball. Picks it back up. Drives baseline. Probably got fouled, but the official's talking to the coach and misses the call. Throws it down and hits the Morgan Littmer on the foot out of bounds.
Nice job, Morgan.
She's laughing. She's right now in embarrassment, so we'll be Indians ball.
My foot hurts. Yeah, so right there, Clay gets fouled, and the official's talking to their coach and misses the play. We probably would have benefited from that.
Yeah, but nice if he was kind of paying attention there. Anyway, Indians have the ball. Down 2-6-4, 330 to go here in the Wabash Mutual first quarter scoreboard. Little dribble handoff weaves. Derek Jeudy over here to Ryan Post, who just checked in along with Gavin Toby. Ryan Post has the ball. Handoff to Grant Konapke for three. Short off the rim, and Suchlin grabs the rebound for New Bremen. Throws ahead to Busey. Back up top to Bergman. Shot right there blocked by Grant Konapke. Derek Jeudy has the rebound, pushing in transition. Stop throws over to Clay Schmitz. A little shot fake on the baseline. Swings it over to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby drives in, throws it to Grant Konapke. Handoff to Gavin Toby. Back inside, up and good for Gavin Toby.
Great little penetration move by the senior, Grant Konapke. Dumps it down to Tobes, and Tobes powers it up. Scores for us there, 6-6 on your, who we got here?
Wabash Mutual.
Wabash Mutual first quarter scoreboard, Brian.
Yep, Grant Konapke set that up for Gavin Toby, just laying the ability to lay it in. Bremen right now running some motion offense around here. Bergman drives in, shot fake, hands over to Busey. Kicks back out to Suchlin. Gets it inside to Wells. Up and strong. Grant Konapke on the weak side rebound. I agree, Bob. The Indians are definitely looking to push. Yeah. We are outletting about a 35-foot pass on the outlet, and we're off and running.
Right.
And
if we don't have something reported out, looks like Coach is going to get a set here for us.
Derek Jeudy has the ball up top. 2:04 to go. Swings it on the left-hand side to Gavin Toby. Little handoff back up top to Derek Jeudy. Stops. Shot fakes. Probably got fouled, but they don't call it.
Kind of got tipped there. They'll call back the other way with Bornhorst. Kicks it out to Bergman. Bergman into Bornhorst. Powers it up and in. Gets fouled. He's going to go to the line and shoot two for the Cardinals.
I believe that foul's going to be on Derek Jeudy. Shot fake set that up. Looks like Coach Melton wants a timeout. Timeout, so we'll take a break. First quarter scoreboard here, Wabash Mutual. It's tied up 6-6.
A new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced,
get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And Brian Benn checks in for Clay Schmitz.
One horse free throw. First one is up and good, making it 7-6 here. Cardinals up one on the Indians.
Not sure what Coach Milton's upset about, but he is over there fired up, yelling at the guys on the bench or the coaches or someone. Not sure who he's upset with. But.
Well, I just, you know, like I said earlier, Brian, and you, we talked about it during the JV game, this place is just dead. And unless we bring the energy, it's not going to happen, you know.
The Bremen shifts to a 3-2 zone. This is something that I'm curious how we're going to attack here, Bob, because we've kind of struggled with the zone defenses a little bit throughout the year.
Right.
Whether it be lack of shooting for us or continuity. Grant Kanapke with the three in and out. The Bremen claims the rebound, so it'll be interesting how we attack this as the game progresses.
Well, and if I'm Bremen, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm zoning the crap out of us just to see what we're made of. Because like you said, we haven't attacked it very well this whole season.
We get a turnover from New Bremen. Derek Judy gets a steal. Has the ball on the right-hand side now. Stop, picks his dribbles up. Throws back out to Gavin Toby. Swings it over to Ryan Post on the left-hand side. Dribble handoff to Grant Kanapke. Spin move in the paint. Kicks back out to Ryan Post on the left-hand side right in front of us. Looks like New Bremen shifts back to a man. Derek Judy looks over at coach, says, well, we run in here, call a play. Gavin Toby swings the ball, Ryan Post. Ryan gets it over to Derek. Derek back into the big fella, Brian Benn, kicks out a wide open three for Grant Kanapke. Airballs, but Brian Benn reclaims the rebound and gets fouled on the shot. So Brian Benn will be going to the free throw line, shooting two. Bob, I probably would have liked to see Brian Benn kick that or score that instead of kicking it out to Grant.
Yeah, he had great position. He just needed to drop step, little right-handed hook. He probably could have scored it instead of kicking it out to Grant. But, you know, that's one thing that Brian does a good job of, is he is not selfish at all. And he's almost, to a fault, kicks it out too much.
I agree.
He needs to be a little bit more selfish.
I agree.
But great kid. We'll put him at the line here. First one was up and good. The second one, no good.
Because he did his work early, had him buried inside, and all he had to do is catch and go off the glass with it. Right now, New Bremen has it on this end. Suchlin swings the ball over two. Busey back up top two. Suchlin for three on the other side. Misses. Derek Judy with the rebound. Push it in transition. Keep going until they make you stop you. Good kick out to Grant Kanapke. Gets in the paint. And nice pass to Brian Benn inside up and two. At the buzzer.
What a great look by Grant Kanapke. Zipped one through about two hands there. Brian with a nice catch by his head. Powered it up and scored at the buzzer.
Indians take a 9-8 Wabash Mutual first quarter lead. Going into the second quarter, we'll take a break and be right back.
Loud here, welcome to slower pace, except when it comes to internet speed. Wabash provides fiber-fast internet you can rely on, backed by local customer service. From email checkers to video streamers to hardcore gamers, we have just the right speed for you, up to 1,000 megabits. If you need an upgrade or just have a question, get in touch with Wabash at 419-942-1111 or online at wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
Hi, my name is Connor Ramel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
We're back. You know, sometimes, Bob, one thing with the coaching part that fixing the clock here gave the home team 107 to 9. That was a heck of a run we just missed.
I'll tell you what. I bet Scotty Bracklin from New Bremen had something to do with that.
You know, funny thing is some of our fans are upset. Like, you know that's not serious.
Well, I don't
don't know, Brian. We've got some pretty good faithful fans that get a little erratic every once in a while.
Bubba's over there just laughing right
God
now.
I love them.
So, and the bad part is they're over there struggling to try to fix the scoreboard. They did back it down. It was 107. Now they gave him 106. So
keep backing.
Only have to do it by hand. But I was saying about one of those things that, you know, the great part about basketball is the relationships you build with the other coaches and then also with the officials. Yep. You get to know really well. And we were just in here between the quarters talking with the officials and, you know.
Razzing them a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, giving them a little bit of a hard time, you know, when you know them and you can kind of do that. And they kind of harass you back and talk to you. And you know, that's kind of the fun part with the camaraderie and the relationships you build through this sport. So, and they're having a hard time here fixing this thing. By the way, as we try to get this scoreboard figured out, we will talk about and congratulate Coach Holly Gann and the Fort Recovery Lady Indians as they were MAC champs last night, co-MAC champs with the Marion Local Lady Flyers. So congratulations to our girls basketball team. They got things rolling right now and quite the honor. I think it's been 29 years since we last won a MAC championship.
Yep.
So
yep, 1991.
So hopefully that trend continues because that was the year we went and won a state championship on top of that. So that'd be pretty cool if we could do that again this year.
That would be absolutely fun.
We might have to go back to the flips. He's telling us right here when he started officiating and to go to the old flip cards. They didn't even have electronics. What's that? A little bit.
He's dead.
We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the industrial park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
All right, we finally got the scoreboard working, at least for the time being. Indians start off the second quarter for Recovery Insurance. Again, leading 9-8. New Bremen has the ball.
Yeah, the Indians are just playing a little man-to-man. Not really a pack line by any means, just a little bit of help side. Some pretty good deny on the wings, but nothing special. Just a good standard man-to-man defense as Bornhorst hits a three for the Cardinals.
Off of an offensive rebound, and that's one of those things I know Coach Milton is not happy about as he smacked the floor there. Indians have the ball on the right-hand side. Clay Schmitz has it on the wing. Hand off to Derek Judy. We got Ryan Post, Ian Holman, and Brian Benn on the floor right now for the Indians.
Yeah, I definitely think that he brought Ian in. He thought he was going to stay in that 3-2 zone and bringing those corner shooters in. So we'll see if Ian can get set up and knock one down for us here.
We look a little frazzled here on offense. Like we're really not sure what we want to do. A lot of standing around and trying to figure out if we want to run a set or so. We finally got it in to Brian Benn. Kick out to Clay Schmitz. Shot fake. Nice pass from Clay Schmitz into Ryan Post for uncontested layup. That one little dribble sucked in the defense and got Ryan Post wide open.
Yeah, a little gap dribble by Schmitty there. Brought his defender to him. Had a shot, which is his go-to 12-footer. And seen Posty down low. Made a nice little entry pass for the two.
Bornhorst has the ball on the left-hand side here for the New Bremen Cardinals. Dribbles over there. Great defense by Derek Judy. Swings the ball on the left-hand side to Busey. Back up top to Suchlin for a little 15-footer. Give the Cardinals a 13-11 lead. Indians quickly down, handoff to Derek Judy to Ryan Post. Back to Derek Judy. Swings it over Ian Holman. Brian Benn goes up for the shot and gets blocked by Ryan Paul, 6'4 senior inside. Long and lengthy young man there. Over to Busey up top. Throws over to Suchlin on the left-hand side. Up to Bornhorst.
New Bremen definitely has some athletes on the floor, don't they, Brian?
Yeah, they do, and they have some length to them. No small kids, really. I mean, no one huge by any means, but they're all just kind of well-built-looking athletes there, Bob. I will agree. Bornhorst has it on the left-hand side. Great drive up and in off the glass. That young man is a tough kid, Bob. As you had said, he finds a way to score.
Yeah. Right now, the Indians aren't sure what they want to do offensively here. We need to get things going.
Indians trail by 4, 15-11. Ryan Post with the drive, and they call a little touch foul. Not sure I make that call, but nonetheless, it will be Indians ball underneath. Grant Kanapke and Kale Rammel check in, replacing Ryan Post and Ian Holman. So on the floor, we have Kale Rammel, Grant Kanapke, Clay Schmitz, Brian Benn, and Derek Judy. Indians ball underneath. And they're calling an illegal screen on Brian Benn. Moving screen.
Moving screen. Not sure if I saw that there, but
Gavin Toby comes in to replace Brian Benn. That is the Indians' second team foul. New Bremen also has two, so it's been a pretty free-flowing game so far. High ball screen over here for Bornhorst. Comes off of it on the left-hand side. Quick three. Up and no good. Indians miss the box out. Offensive rebound by Sutchland. Back out to Bornhorst. No good on this end. Another offensive rebound by New Bremen. Throw back up to Busey. Drives in. Uncontested layup, and he misses it. Oh, my goodness. We dodged one there. That's
for
sure. Yeah,
absolutely. We gave up three offensive boards, and they missed the layup. God bless them to get us the ball back.
Clay Schmitz has it on the right-hand side. A little jump, stop, dribble, up and off the glass. Gavin Toby doing work inside. Offensive rebound, putback for that young man.
Great follow by Tobes there. Showed his athleticism, went up with two hands and tipped it in. Back the other way. The Indians are down 15-11 here in the second quarter. Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard.
Ooh.
We'll take that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure we got that one, but we'll take it. I think it was hit out on Derek Judy or Ryan Post.
I would agree with that one for sure.
Or not Ryan Post, but Derek Judy, but they gave us the ball. That, by the way, Bob, that first that last bucket there, 4 minutes to go into the second quarter, is our first points in the second quarter.
Wow.
So Grant Kanapke has the ball on the right-hand side, gets poked away. Will be Indians balls that went out of bounds into the New Bremen Cardinals. And one of those guys over there on that bench, Bob, looks pretty familiar to me.
Your neighbor and my old coach, Jeff Reisner, sitting over there, who was New Bremen's JV coach this year.
Yep, and they walked away with a JV win of 40-38 over our Indians. Right now, the Indians are dribble-weaving on the outside with the four guys, Gavin Toby, Kale Rammel, Regan Martin, and Derek Judy. Really not getting a whole lot of penetration off that dribble weave.
No.
I like to see us attack the basket more instead of we're dribbling east to west versus north to south off of it.
Yeah, we're not turning the corner like we usually do against it.
Oh, great. No foul. Oh, Clay Schmitz. Clay Schmitz scores on a basket. Should have probably been a foul, but they don't call it, so we get two out of it. Missed a chance to get that three-point play there by Clay. Great offense by working it around for the Indians. New Bremen gets it inside. Too easy against Holman. Blocked by Kale Rammel.
Great defense by Kale Rammel there.
Indians pushing here in transition. Kale Rammel over to Derek Judy up top. Run another set here. Throw it over to Clay Schmitz on the left-hand side, up to Gavin Toby. A little back screen by Regan Martin in here to Clay Schmitz, trying to get him isolated in the block. And Clay loses the ball, but dives on it, gets it back, and three New Bremen guys jump on top of him. Should have been maybe a foul. Instead, they're going to call a jump ball.
Yeah, so right there, we try to get a little back screen for Clay coming down from the elbow, and I think we would have had him open on the block if he would have kept going, but he kind of hesitated, and then that kind of screwed things up, so we almost turned it over and get the jump ball there. So Derek Judy inbounded underneath for the Indians. Up to Schmitty at the elbow. Left-handed drive in. Gets fouled. Going to go to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play there, Brian.
Great strong take by Clay and showing the little athleticism there. Finishing with the left hand through contact.
Yeah, that's going to tie us up 15-15. 2:50 here in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard. 17-15, sorry.
A little slow on the scoreboard there, aren't they?
Yeah. I was happy at 15-15.
We'll take 17. Clay Schmitz hits the Hall Brothers free throw to give us a three-point lead here, and we jump into a 2-2-1 press. Got Clay Schmitz and Kale Rammel up top. Oh, Derek Judy just missed a steal, and because of that, we give up a layup, and they missed another layup for us.
See, this is a team, Brian, and I know you're going to agree with me on this. With this atmosphere, if we come out and jump these guys right away in that little press, I think this is a different score right now. I think we're up 10, to be honest with you, because they're going to throw it around like that, like we just saw that kid missing a flat open, wide open wide open layup there.
And Cal Ramel just missed it and knocked it out of bounds, and we'll jump back into that. And that's one of those things that's kind of why they're struggling a little bit when you miss point-blank shots like that.
Right.
And we get a deflection turnover right here by Regan Martin. Gavin Toby collects the ball, throws it ahead to Cal Ramel on the right-hand side. This is where we need to go on a run right here and bury this thing, Bob.
Absolutely. We need to get up about 10 or so here going into halftime with a good vibe.
A little handoff right here. Cal Ramel up top. Dribbles. Picks up his dribble.
Still not turning the corner on that ball handoff like we need to, Brian.
No, we got too many guys going east to west. Gavin Toby has it. There we go. Get in the gap a little bit more. Cal Ramel now downhill. Spin move. Gets on balance. Power up, Cal. Then he throws back out to Derek Jeudy on the baseline. Indians showing a lot of patience here. Dribble back up top. 1:35 to go. Second quarter. Derek Jeudy has the ball on the left-hand side. Throws up to Cal Ramel. Just came off of a little screen. Slipped and fell. Going to run another set here. So Derek has it back up top. Looks like we are going four corners as he just yelled Carolina. Derek Jeudy drives in and dumps off four left to Gavin Toby. Misses it. Gavin Toby goes up and gets a rebound. Showing a little athleticism right there by Gavin Toby.
Wouldn't expect anything less.
And Indians go four corners here with a minute left, up 3, 18-15.
Well, I would say we're going to hold this for one here, Brian, and hopefully either hit a three or two and go in by five or six here.
We've had the tendency to hold that, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. And I don't have a problem with it when we're up going into halftime. You know, I really don't. You're saving some legs. You're kind of... it gives you a chance to go into halftime and get a game plan together against this 3-2 that they're playing us. So I personally don't have a problem with it. I mean, as an announcer, it's pretty boring for you and I, but we probably got some stories we could tell if we had a little more time.
Probably not great for the fans listening to us either.
We would think they're good.
Down to 15 seconds right now. We call a set out. New Bremen starts to pick up a little more pressure. Indians throw to Clay Schmitz on the right-hand side. We get Cal Ramel coming back, or Regan Martin up top. Regan drives in. Kick out. Nope. Instead, he shoots a little left-hand layup and misses it. 3-2-1 at the buzzer. Off the glass is Rodgerman. Nope. Excuse me. Berkey. Strong off the glass. Indians take a halftime lead. 18-15. Let's take a commercial break. We'll get some stats and we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in full type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE2 front-wheel drive with heated seats, sunroof, remote start with 19,000 miles for only $18,500. Also available is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with the heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, 29,000 miles for $17,900. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, 4Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. 4Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, and we are back here. We got a few guest members from our MAC Championship girls basketball team. And first one up is Olivia Patch, who's a senior for us. Liv, so you want to talk a little bit about last night and kind of what that meant to you?
It was, I guess, very memorable. Like, obviously, we'll remember it. The community will remember it. It's been a while, and it's nice to see everything that we've gone through this season finally come together. And definitely was awesome to experience and go through.
Now, be honest with us. To start the season, did you ever think that you guys would win a MAC championship this year?
I knew we had a shot, but I also knew that the MAC was pretty even this year, so it could have been anybody's game. So, I mean, I thought we stepped up at the right times and kind of got it done. So,
Bob was going to give you a hard time, and he's kind of went numb here.
I can't put her on the spot like that. Okay, let's talk about your family a little bit. I've been around you guys since you were probably 1 year old when I started coaching with your dad way back in the early 2000s. What's been your fondest memory of, because you've been to a gazillion basketball games.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Boys, girls, college games, anything. What's your top three basketball moments? Not as a player, just as a fan.
I'd say definitely, like, I can't pinpoint exact moments, but definitely the Greg and the college boys.
Yep, the Greg college.
Yes,
yep.
Yes. I just always remember the Friday night games and the parties afterwards.
Yep, there were a few of those.
Quite a few, yes. But I'd say definitely just kind of the culture of even after the games, how close everybody was, and it was just so much fun to experience that and be a little kid in that during that time, and it was exciting.
The problem is those years went by way too fast.
Oh my gosh, I know. I remember it's yesterday, but it's been forever.
Yep.
So what's your guys's, I guess, hopes and obviously to win a state, but you know, what are you guys working on now to kind of make this tournament run for you, who's also Brooke sitting here next to you, you know, colleague and Val and Macy, you know, as seniors, what are you guys hoping or trying to do to make this thing last as long as possible?
Well, for the next couple of days, we'll have a break, so we're really going to have to get in, like, the mindset of now it's tournament. I mean, season's over, and now it's anybody's game, and we're going to have to fight just as hard as everybody else and just really work hard in practice, hold each other accountable, push through everything, and just kind of be a team. I mean, bring each other up.
Well, and one thing is you've got a huge target on your back, too. Number one seed, MAC champs. So that target, you know, not that it wasn't big throughout the year. Now it's really big. So come tournament time, your dad's been through there. I've been there with him. You have got to be more focused than ever. Every little detail matters. And enjoy it because it is fun. It's electric. You get into these gyms and they're packed.
Yep.
And you got to use some of that that excitement to propel your energy onto the floor.
Oh, yeah. And we had a great crowd last night.
Yes.
I mean, thanks to everybody that supported us. I mean, it was amazing.
How much fun was it to go through the starting lineup? And one of the things I want to talk with Coach Milton about, hopefully it's on a positive note winning this tonight, but how cool was it for Coach Milton to get the fog machine and all that stuff for you girls last night?
It was incredible, honestly. I mean, that was the only time we've ever done that, and just the fact that the boys do that every night, I mean, it was really cool, and we had a lot of people there. I mean, the stands were packed, and I mean, our student section was standing the whole game, and it was definitely it was part of the whole senior night experience, the MAC championship. It just kind of all built up to it.
Well, I actually lost $5 last night because I had $5 saying that you or Val were going to trip coming out with the lights off. And both of you made it through there alive, so I actually lost $5 on the deal.
Well, I was kind of surprised I didn't. I had to go through under the tunnel on everybody.
I thought for sure somebody was going down.
Well, the one thing they forgot was the spotlight.
I know.
So there was
that scared me.
There was no lighting as you guys were running out through the student tunnel there.
Yes,
and I'm sure that made it difficult. But obviously, quite a night, though, for you girls, for you especially, and the other three seniors with Brooke and Val and Macy on senior night to win a MAC championship.
Right, yep.
What a way to go out at the Fort site, right?
Yes, couldn't ask for anything better.
Awesome. Well, thanks for stopping down here, Liv, and appreciate it.
Yeah.
And obviously, good luck with you and your teammates here the rest of the tournament.
Keep them rolling.
And, yep, keep it going, and obviously we're proud of you.
Yep, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Liv.
All right, thanks, Liv. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back to recap some stats from this game and also talk a little bit about the JV game.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you'll need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hole Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hole Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
All right, we're back here. Varsity game, little update. First quarter went to the Indians, 9-8 over the New Bremen Cardinals. Second quarter, the Indians outscored New Bremen 9-7 to take a 18-15 lead. Leading the way for the Indians is Brian Bennett and Clay Schmitz with 5 points apiece. Gavin Toby added 4, and Derek Judy and Ryan Post both chipped in with 2 to give the Indians that 18 points. And Bob, I think you have the New Bremen score?
Yeah, the only ones I've got just from the scoreboard was Nolan Barnhorst was eight, and Patrick Wells with 4. So those two are leading the Cardinals with 15-18 here. So.
And Bornhorst has over half the points, 8 of their 15 points.
So. Well, like we talked earlier, he's the guy that makes them go. And if he plays well, they're in games. If he doesn't, then they struggle a little bit. And so far, he's played pretty decent. So it'll be interesting to see what the Fort does against that zone, Brian. Hopefully, they got a game plan together here at halftime, and we can get this thing going here.
And looks like it's going to be New Bremen ball. In the JV game, Fort Recovery, as I said earlier, lost to Jeff Reisner and the New Bremen Cardinals, 40-38. First quarter, the Indians led 9-8, just like it was in our varsity game here. And in the second quarter, the Indians outscored New Bremen 8-5 to take a 17-13 lead. And the third quarter was a bad quarter for the Indians as they got outscored 19-7, and they now trail 24-32. And in the fourth quarter, the Indians outscored New Bremen 14-8, but came up short, again losing by 2. Kel Ramo got to play 2 quarters in that JV game and led the way with 13 points. Daniel Patch added 10. Owen Judy, 9. Caleb Ebers, 4. And Kobe Wendell, 2. To round out that 38 points. And on the floor for the Indians to start the second half is going to be Derek Judy, Regan Martin, Grant Kanapke, Clay Schmitz, and Brian Benn. New Bremen ball in front of us. Bornhorst has a ball. Comes off of a high ball screen. Looking for Busey over on a 3. Misses it. Great box out by Derek Judy inside.
Yep. Absolutely. Great side. Great weak side box out by Derek like he's caught.
Derek Judy now has the ball for the Indians. Over here on the right-hand side, right in front of us, looking for a high ball screen by Brian Benn and Clay Schmitz on a little staggered screen. Turns the corner, drives in, kicks over to Regan Martin for a wide-open 3, misses it. Brian Benn with the rebound, put that up. There you go, misses it. Grant Kanapke clucks the rebound, goes up, and scores on an offensive rebound. Great work by the senior Grant Kanapke to give him 2 points and get on the scoreboard.
Yeah, good to see Grant get in there and get a little scrappy for the Indians on an offensive rebound. Put back, Brian.
You know, when that shot's not going down as a shooter, Bobby, which you may know, but you probably didn't have too many of those nights for you. But
I had plenty.
But when you don't see your shot going down, you want to do something to hopefully see that go down and get on the scoreboard, either get to the free throw line or get in there and get a layup like Grant just did.
Get in there and get scrappy and do some other things to get your game going and hopefully help the team out.
Bergman has the ball on the right-hand side, throws back to Wells for three, and good for Patrick Wells. And New Bremen wants to take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll take one with them. 2018 Indians lead on the Cal Pharmacy third quarter scoreboard.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back again, 20-18. Fort Recovery leads here in the third quarter, 6:45 to go. Cal Pharmacy. Derek Jeudy has the ball for the Indians on the right hand side. Coming up with a high ball screen by Brian Benn. Coming from right to left is Derek Jeudy. Turns the corner, kick over to Regan Martin. Shot fakes, turns it down.
Yeah, Bremen's back in their man-to-man here, Brian.
Yeah, I thought they would go zone on that one, Bobby, actually.
I thought they would, too.
Coming out of a timeout, usually as a coach, you like to shift some things up because coach just drew something up, and now you make them throw against something they weren't planning on. And he's get the ball inside to Brian Benn. Shot fake goes up off the glass and good for Brian Benn.
Great position down there for the big guy. Like I said, when he gets his feet under him and gets position, he's pretty tough to beat as long as he can get the guy on his backside.
And that gives Brian 7 on the night. Cardinals have the ball over in front of us. On the left-hand side is Bergman. Drives in, penetrate, kicks over to Wells on the left. Patrick Wells drives to the middle. Nice little jump stop up and over Brian Benn, but it comes up short. Bornhorst gets a rebound, throws it up to the other side. Patrick Wells goes and grabs it, and they call foul. Not sure who they're going to call a foul on.
I think they're going to call it on Regan Martin. Yep.
Yep. Calls for a shove, and I think that's more so because when he landed going up for the rebound, he fell on the New Bremen Cardinal.
Right. They were both going down at the same time, and Regan just happened to be on top.
Cal Ramel checks in for Regan Martin. Came up a little sore after that play. Bornhorst has the ball. Takes about a three, turns it down, throws it over to Bergman on the left-hand side. Now he shoots a three, and good. Gives the Cardinals. Nope. They already changed it. That was a quick change. 22-21, Indians lead here. Cal Rama has the ball. Reach in by Bergman. So we'll be Indians ball underneath.
Have we made a three yet tonight, Brian?
No, we have not.
I was going to say, our outside shooting here is
a little suspect. Cal Rama has the ball on the left-hand side. Throws over to Grant Konapke. I love that play, by the way.
I do, too.
A little misdirection play. Great spin move by Brian Benn. Kick over to Derek Jeudy. Make that one our three. Air ball a little strong. Brian Benn, offensive rebound, putback.
Weak side rebound. Loving it by Brian Benn there.
And as kind of as cold as we are right now, weak side rebound is the place I would go. You got a chance to get some points.
No doubt.
New Bremen with the ball on this end. Wells thinks about going off the dribble. Throws it back out to Bergman. Gets it inside to Holman. Turns and throws it over to Wells. A little fadeaway 17-footer on the baseline. Misses it. Indians get a rebound. Derek Jeudy in transition. Pulls it out. Thinks a little better not to attack it, even though I think he had a chance to go. Swings the ball over to Cal Ramel on the right-hand side. We got Brian Benn pinned inside. If we get it to him, and we do, Grant Konapke throws it in there. Powered up.
There you go.
Good
move, Brian Benn again.
They got no answer for him inside tonight, looks like, Bob.
Nope. And if we can keep going to him and he can keep it in position, we're going to be in good shape here.
Brian has 11. Quick three on the other end for Bergman. Answers back from about 30 feet.
Yeah,
that was deep.
The sophomore with two deep threes here.
Holy cow. Mr. Larry Brown, our superintendent, says that one's a deep one, boys. Indians on the other end. Cal Ramel gets the ball. Throws over to Grant Konapke. And Coach Milton says, let's take a full timeout and talk about this. And we'll take one here with them again.
24-26. Indians up two on the Cal Pharmacy third quarter scoreboard, Brian.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to get out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later. later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
This is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kapp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kapp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and answer any questions you have. So visit Kapp Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Indians have the ball. Kel Ram off top. Throws over to Grant Kanapke for three. Comes up short. New Bremen gets the ball. Bergman collects it. Coming down on the left-hand side. Nice little crossover dribble. Throws over to Busey. Busey back to Bergman. Bergman looks to penetrate. Swings it back to Busey. Little two-man game for those Cardinals. Busey comes off the corner. Kicks in to Bornhorst for three. Kind of flops, trying to get a call, but no call. But three does go down, giving the Cardinals a 27-26 lead. Indians have the ball. Clay Schmitz up top, swings it over to Grant Kanapke, throws it in. Backside help, though, for New Bremen. Bornhorst steals it. Quickly down the floor. On the left-hand side, picks the dribble up to Bergman. Bergman looks to drive an attack. Ryan Post gets good hands and knocks it away. Regan Martin comes in and replaces Grant Kanapke, and Gavin Toby's coming in to replace Brian Benn. So we got Post, Martin, Rammel, Toby, and Schmitz on the floor for the Indians. Getting the Indians trail with 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Kapp Pharmacy scoreboard, 27-26. Bergman's looking for a high ball screen here by Bornhorst. Turns the corner, drives and kicks over to Busey. Back up top to Bornhorst. Bornhorst on the left-hand side drives in, kicks over to Sutchland. Back up top to Busey as the Cardinals are working around the perimeter. Throws to Sutchland inside. He's looking to get the ball inside to Ryan Paul. Busey has the ball, stops it in the paint. Throws it back out to Sutchland, over to Bergman. They reset the offense. Now, this is good offense. Being patient here. A great defense here, Bob.
Yeah, we're staying in front, getting around the screen, stalking pretty well, doing all the right things defensively. They're having to work to even get a look right now.
Hopefully we can get a stop on this. We've played defense now for over a minute here. Bornhorst comes in here. Great defense by Gavin Toby, walling him up.
I like that matchup right there, Brian. You got Bornhorst with Gavin Toby, one of the most athletic kids in the league, guarding him.
Bornhorst catches the ball on the wing, comes in, receives a ball screen by Busey inside. Ryan Post helps switches him up, catches the ball on the plate, and before they call a three-second call, they heard him take a 30-second timeout. So, again, 1:54. We ran about 2 minutes off the clock there. Great defense by the Indians. 30-second timeout. Indians trail one. Kapp Pharmacy scoreboard.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Deal with them calves.
Huh? All right, we're back. New Bremen's triggering the ball out of bounds underneath their basket. Bornhorst has it up top, swings over to Sutchland. Sutchland ball fakes, drives baseline up and gets hammered by Kel Rammel. So Sutchland, Logan Sutchland, a 6'4 senior lefty, will be going to the free throw line shooting two. And that is Kel Rammel's first foul of the evening. As Derek Judy and Brian Benn check in at the score table there for Bob Stogler. Misses the first free throw, replacing Gavin Toby and Ryan Post.
Yeah, this definitely is a game that looks like we were off school for 2 days in a row and kids kind of laid around and weren't in their normal groove. For us to not have a three-point shot made tonight is pretty dang rare with the shooters we've got.
Sutchland hits the second free throw, giving him a two-point lead. 1:47 to go.
like I said, I mean, no offense, but this is just not a great atmosphere here, to be honest, on a 9-10 team. Not a lot of people supporting New Bremen, it looks like.
Right.
Cal Ramo for three strong, and well, just kind of sleepwalking through it.
Right, and that's, you know, we've got to come out ready to go. I mean, all right, sectionals, the draw's out. We know who we're playing. The MAC championship is wrapped up. All right. So this is just a pride game. I mean, we want to end the season losing to New Bremen, or do we want to get the W here and possibly go 6-3 on the year? And right now, we're looking like we don't care if we go 6-3 in the league.
Yeah. Clay Schmitz misses that little jump hook. He missed the shot, and New Bremen had kicked it out of bounds. Bergman for three on this end. Comes up a little short. Clay Schmitz gets a rebound. Push in transition, Clay. Dribbles down on the right-hand side. Behind the back dribble. One-hand pass over to Cal Ramel. Didn't think for the three, but probably should have looked to take it because he was unguarded. Instead, we throw back up to Derek Judy. Looks like we're going to go a little four-corner here. Dribble weave action. Got under a minute to go. Wasting some time. Takes the last-second shot. Unless Derek Judy can penetrate a gap. Instead, he turns it over. Touchland recovers the ball. Coach Milton looks at him and says, what are you doing?
Yeah, I think Derek got slapped there, Brian. But either way, no call. Bad turnover. Back the other way we go for New Bremen with the ball.
Well, if we were going to hold for one shot, I'm not really sure why you're trying to penetrate gaps at that
exactly,
point.
Exactly.
Anyway, it will be New Bremen's ball with 30 seconds to go. New Bremen leads by 2, 28-26. Great defense by Clay Schmidt, staying with him on the flare screen. Busey comes off of it. Good defense by Derek Judy. Kick out to Suchland. Looks like New Bremen's going to be patient here. 18 seconds as they've had a chance to go for a couple shots and they haven't. Little trap by the Indians. Bornhorst picks his dribble up, throws over to Bergman. Deflected here now by the Indians. Regan Martin, great defense, throws ahead to Cal Ramel over to Clay Schmitz. Clay Schmitz for three. No good. Busey with a defensive rebound. Time expires. Full court shot. No good. Indians trail 28-26 on the Cal Pharmacy third quarter scoreboard, Bob.
Well, we've talked about this early in the season. If our light's not on, we're going to be in some tough games. And right now, we're in a dogfight here at New Bremen. Down two going into the fourth quarter.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the industrial park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
As you said there off air, Bob, this is gut check time for the Indians. 28-26 start the fourth quarter. One thing I know last week Coach Milton had told the kids, you know, in the Shawnee game, probably weren't going to win at halftime. We were down big, 20-some. Let's see what I want, because I want to see what kind of fight I got in my team. I think this is the same speech you give them at the third quarter.
Yeah.
Like you said, there's nothing on the line. You know,
it's a pride game.
It's a pride game.
You want to be 5-4, 6-3 in the league.
And do we want to get better going to the tournament?
Right.
This, as a coach, this shows me what kind of tournament run are we going to have? Are we going to come out and not be very long because we're sloppy and we're losing focus? And as you told the girls, and Olivia, at tournament time, everything gets magnified. Everything you got to lose, you can't focus. Every focus has to be there. And right now, it's just not. So
right.
I'm sure that's probably a similar message Coach Milton had gave. Turnover for the Indians. Foul on a three-point shot on this end. In front of us, Clay Schmidt fouls Busey, so he'll be going to the three-point line. Derek Judy on the other end gets a turnover to start our possession in the fourth quarter. And then we turn around with a turnover and we foul a three-point shooter on a miss on this end. So three shots. First one up is good. New Bremen now leads with 7:20 to go in the Faller Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard, 29-26. Second free throw is up and short for Busey. Ryan Post checks in, replacing Derek Judy, as does a couple of New Bremen Cardinals. Busey will have his third free throw attempt here as he's gone 1-for-2 from the foul line here on this trip.
Well, New Bremen's back in that 3-2 zone, Brian, so it's going to be interesting to see how we attack that. You know, they went away from it there in the third quarter and went man and kept us in check, and now they're going to go back to that 3-2, which really gave us fits to end the second quarter. So let's see what we got here.
And as you said, we hadn't got a three-point shot. Ryan Post's on cue with that one, in and out, just misses it. Wells with the rebound, pushes ahead to Bergman. Spin move, probably should have been a travel, and they do call travel, just a little bit of a late whistle.
You know, I don't know, but I don't want to second guess coach at all. But you know, you got two shooters sitting over there. Maybe just a little spark to shove Ian or Owen Judy in for a minute, just to maybe hit a shot in the corner to get us going and get things. You know, I don't know.
Well, the other thing, too, is, you know, against the zone, a lot of people try to attack it on the outside with a pass. They're playing that 3-2. There is a gap right there at that free throw line. I can see it from here.
Oh, absolutely.
We do get the ball inside to Brian Benn on the low post. Kicks it out to Brian Benn. Get it into Ryan Post. Back into Brian Benn. Up and good, but up and misses. Cal Ramon with an offensive rebound putback. Nice to see the freshman get on the glass and get on the scoreboard here, giving him two.
Absolutely. Back the other way come the Bremen Cardinals. A little skip pass over to Wells. Wells drives in, kicks it back out to Busey. He loses it. Actually doesn't touch. It's tipped by the Indians. They're going to inbound it on the sideline right here in front of us.
But if I'm New Bremen, though, Bob, I stay in that 3-2 zone, and I make us, because we look very uncomfortable against them.
Well, there's no gap dribbles, and like you and I have talked, that is one way to attack that, is that gap dribble. And, hey, as I spoke, maybe Coach Milton heard me over here because Judy's checking in, so maybe we're going to get that corner shooter in here for us. But if we can get a stop here right away, we'll get back in this thing.
Patrick Wells misses the jump shot on the other end. Offensive rebound for New Bremen. Busey drives in, spins off balance shot, no good. Grant Kanapke gets a rebound.
A lot of out of control there on Busey.
Yep. Throws ahead to Ryan Post. Ryan Post over to Kel Rammel. Swings it down to Gavin Toby. There we go. Kel's trying to find those gaps inside. That's where you want to do. Attack that zone.
Yep, you can attack that 3-2 zone in angles, if that makes any sense. So from corner to corner, from high post to the corner, you can get those angle cuts up to the high post, and we turn it over.
Grant tries to force it in to Clay Schmitz and gets a turnover. 5:19 to go here in the fourth quarter. Fall mechanical scoreboard. Indians trail by two. New Bremen has the ball on the left-hand side. Bergman comes up, fakes the ball screen by Patrick Wells, drives baseline, instead gets fouled by Ryan Post, taking it up strong for that young man. He'll be going to shoot two free throws.
Yeah, Post, he didn't close out very well. Guy got by him. He tried to make up the gap and fouled him on the right hand going up for two. He's going to shoot two here for Bergman. Push one up and in for the sophomore. Good-looking player.
Guy does. He's got 7 points on the night. Two deep threes and a free throw here. Chance to add on to that for him. Second one is up and good. Owen Judy checks in for Kel Rammel. And then Brian Benn checked in for Gavin Toby. We got Owen Judy, Brian Benn, Grant Kanapke, Brian Post, and Clay Schmitz on the floor. So they're running a 3-2. We're trying to overload the baseline side with the baseline runner, which is Owen Judy right now. We got Clay Schmitz and Brian Benn inside.
Trying to get some screens on the bottom guys in that zone.
And Owen Judy loses the ball out of bounds. So we'll be New Bremen's ball. And coaches throwing Ian Holman in there. Gives him a little piece of advice. Probably about some defensive stuff, and he'll be checking in the next dead ball as he didn't get there in time. New Bremen has the ball. Busey on the right-hand side. Ball screened by Holman. Refuses it. Pops up. Swings over to Bornhorst. Over to Patrick Wells on the left. Great Kanapke tries to shoot the gap, but misses it. Bornhorst for three. Misses. Offensive rebound for Wells. Gets tripped up. They don't call a foul, but New Bremen will take a quick timeout before they do call a travel.
Yep.
So 32-28, the Cardinals lead. 4:29 to go here in the fourth quarter. Fall mechanical scoreboard. Full timeout. We'll take one with them.
You say you're hungry? call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos.
All right, we're back. New Bremen has the ball, triggering it in by Bergman up to Busey. On the left-hand side, swings it back to Bergman. Over to Holman on the right baseline. Skip past the Bornhorst up top, guarded by Grant Kanapke. Busey has the ball, guarded by Regan Martin. Throws it back to Bornhorst on the right-hand side. Dribbles with his left. Swings it back to Bergman on the right. Comes back to the left-hand side. Looks like the Cardinals a little dribble weave action.
Yep.
Not sure if they're going to try to pound the ball into Wells or not. But they're very patient here in this possession. Working it around. Do get it in the Holman inside, guarded by Gavin Toby. Dribbles middle, spin back baseline side, up and no good. Clay Schmitz corrals the rebound. Outlets to Ryan Post. Indians trail by four here, 3:41 to go. Posty dribbles in, off balance shot. That was one Ryan probably forced because we didn't really have anyone crashing the glass and we didn't really work the ball there, Bob.
No, forced it up there a little bit. You know, we kind of act like we're down 10. We're down 4 points here. And we got guys impatient offensively. We're not running the stuff that Coach Milton wants to run against that 3-2 zone, and I'm not sure why the heck we think we can do whatever we want here, because usually when a player thinks he's going to do what he wants, it doesn't work. He needs to do what the coach needs to tell him to do.
So right now, New Bremen is going to take the air out of this thing.
Absolutely.
They are dribble weaving, handoffs, and basically going to run a clock till they get a layup like this one right here by Busey. Goes up and probably got fouled, but no call. Bornhorst tips out to Holman. It's going to be a foul on Ryan Post. So right now, New Bremen's kind of controlling the pace of the game here. They got one foul. We got five here in the fourth quarter. So no free throws are being shot yet. But they're just kind of controlling this thing, Bob.
Absolutely. Well, and they can. Like I said, we've got five fouls. They've got one. They can take the air out of this thing and hold it for a minute at a time and still get stops with that 3-2 zone. We're in a world of hurt here.
So, yeah, there we go. Brian Benn had a great. He was on their point guard. He heard him switch up with Grant Kanapke. He realizes it's probably not a good matchup here either on Bornhorst. A little bit quicker of foot. Grant Kanapke does get a touch deflection, but Bornhorst is able to recover. This is one of those point in games, Bob. I think you probably got to take Brian out as much as we may need him on offense.
I agree 100%.
Because they're just spreading the ball, and basically whoever he's guarding is coming up top and picking it up. So Sutherland has the ball, getting trapped here by Derek Jeudy and Grant Kanapke. Throws over to Bergman, dribbles back out of the trap. Sutherland now has the ball back up, picks his dribble up, throws over to Patrick Wells, guarded by Brian Benn. 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Fall Mechanical scoreboard. Deflected out of bounds by Grant Kanapke. Cal Rammel comes in replacing Regan Martin. Clay Schmitz is coming in to get Brian Benn. So we got Rammel, Jeudy, Kanapke, Toby, and Schmitz on the floor. It is New Bremen's ball in front of their coaching staff. Sutherland triggers it in to Bornhorst. Nice little bounce pass into Patrick Wells, and he gets hammered by Gavin Toby. After that shot fake, drew Gavin in the air. So Bornhorst... No, Patrick Wells, excuse me, will be going to the free throw line, shooting two free throws. 1:53 to go, Fall Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. First free throw is up and good. Giving Patrick Wells 8 points on the evening, 33-28. Again, our JV team lost as well over here to the Cardinal led Jeff Reisner team 40-38, and New Bremen's on top of this one as well, 33-28. Second free throw by Wells is no good. Brian Ben Krause the rebound. Down the floor quickly to Grant Kanapke. Hits our first three.
We needed that one.
Great shot by that senior. That
puts us down two. Grant Kanapke almost gets a steal. Derek Judy does get a steal. Indians race back the other way. Derek up to Clay Schmitz. Powers it up. Gets fouled. No call. Nolan Barhorst with the rebound. Wow, I thought Schmitty got hammered on that one, Brian.
Pick up or the ball. Barhorst drives in. Oh, my goodness. That was a... I don't even know how to describe that in the last 30 seconds right there.
A little helter-skelter.
That'd be a good word for it. We had deflected on one end. We get a steal. We push ahead. We miss the layup. We don't pick up the ball on this end. We come back. They shoot a shot that gets fouled on the shot. Coach is upset. Barhorst hits the first free throw, go up 34-31. Hits the second one, 35-31, 1:23 to go. And they go to that 3-2, making us make some clock. It looks like we're going to take a timeout. Dribbles over in front of the coach, and they take a full timeout. All right, let's take a timeout with them, collect ourselves here, and let's get ready to finish this minute 15 for the Indians.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Now I get the truth on you here, Bob. Chris Burden, New Bremen coach, girls coach, here gave me the scoop, the real facts.
I don't trust that Chris Burden guy.
Indians have the ball. 105 to go. Cal Ramel turns it over on Holman. Oh, and he was worrying about holding the ball up, but missed a streaking Suchland down the floor. Had an open layup, and they don't throw it. Now they do throw it to Barhorst, wide open inside. The Indians' defense completely fell asleep there. New Bremen leads now 37-31. Grant Kanapke with an open three on this end, misses it. New Bremen gets the rebound. Busey gets the rebound. Is going to be a foul on Clay Schmitz. Completely mental breakdown there, Bob, in that last trip for the Indians.
Yeah, absolutely.
Busey will go to the free throw line here to shoot 1-1 is the eighth team foul for the Indians. 37-31, 40.8 seconds to go. First free throw is up and good. And they're going to go to a 3-2 defense here, as you could hear the players yell, where to get in that zone, which usually will make us have to work and take a few more extra passes off of the time off the clock. Clay Schmitz has the ball, throws over to Regan Martin, up for Grant Kanapke for a three, hits it.
Quick timeout by Coach Mountain there.
34 for the Indians, 39 for the Cardinals. Full timeout. We'll take one with them. 32 seconds to go. Fourth quarter scoreboard, Fowler Mechanical.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same. days, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
And we're back here waiting on the Indians to break the huddle. Again, 32 seconds, Fowler Mechanical, fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians trail by 5, 39-34. I have to be honest here a little bit, Bobby. This is kind of a shocker, I think.
I'm not really shocked. Just the way the atmosphere was in the JV game. Indians come out a little 2-2-1 full court. Almost get a jump ball. Instead, we've got a foul or no, timeout. What do we got?
Timeout 30 there. Second timeout. No, nope, full timeout
full
by
timeout
New Bremen.
Full timeout by New Bremen there.
And we deflect that thing, and Gavin Toby goes on the ground and pick it up, and they jump on it, and they give him a timeout.
Yeah. So, like we were talking earlier there, Brian, I'm not real surprised that this game has kind of gone down this direction. Just like we said, with the way the JV game went, the atmosphere, it's just one of those nights. A lot of things, the kids are out of rhythm, not going to school. It's a funky game. And a game like this can come in and sneak away from you. And hopefully it doesn't. We're down 5 with 22.9 here in the fourth quarter. Hopefully we can get a steal and some quick buckets to get back in this thing and get out of here with a win.
One thing, if this thing holds on like this, I think a question with 22 seconds is how does this affect us moving forward? Or does it?
Well,
I mean, going into tournament time, you want to be playing well. Losing to a 9-10 team, you're obviously not playing well.
You're losing to a 9-10 team, and you've got a 13-6 very good Fort Laramie team coming in tomorrow night. So, gut check time here for the Indians, Brian.
Cardinals do throw it in and gets it to Busey. Grant comes from behind. Looks like he deflected and knocked it away. It was right in front of us. But the guy in stripes says, nope, foul ball on Grant. So, 21 seconds on the clock. So, only a second here ticked off. Second and a half ticked off. So, they'll be going to the free throw line as Busey, who just hit his last two free throws. First free throw is up and good. Second free throw for 6'4 sophomore is up and good as well. Lead increases by 7. 21 seconds. Clay Smith has the ball over to Regan Martin. Regan Martin drives in, shoots it off the glass, and good for Regan. 12 seconds. 11 seconds. We foul with 8.7 seconds, down by 5. So, Bornhorst has 15 points on the evening. Looking to go to the free throw line. Looking to add to that. That's our 10th team foul for the Indians. So, shooting two free throws no matter what. Coach Milton wants a 30-second timeout. We'll take one with him.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE2 front-wheel drive with heated seats, sunroof, remote start with 19,000 miles for only $18,500. Also available is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with the heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, 29,000 miles for $17,900. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Around here, we welcome a slower pace, except when it comes to internet speed. Wabash provides fiber-fast internet you can rely on, backed by local customer service. From email checkers to video streamers to hardcore gamers.
All right, Bornhorst gets his second free throw up and good, giving the lead 43-36, 8 seconds to go. Grant Kanapke for three, hits it, giving us 39, trail by four, but clock is going to run out as it does not stop. For high school basketball, and we had no more timeouts left, so Indians lose 43-39.
Let's take a quick break, Brian. We'll be back.
My name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like to think of the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. We'd love to help you where we have something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back here. Update for the varsity game. The Indians lose 43-39. Quarter scores went like this. In the first quarter, the Indians led 9-8. In the second quarter, the Indians outscored New Bremen 9-7 to take an 18-15 halftime lead. In the third quarter, the Indians get outscored by the Cardinals 13-8 and trail 28-26 at the end of the third quarter. And in the fourth quarter, the Indians get outscored by 15-13 and end up losing 43-39. Grant Kanapke and Brian Benn paced the way with 11 points each. Clay Schmitz with 5. Gavin Toby with 4. Cal Rammel with 2. Ryan Post with 2. And Derek Judy with 2. And Bornhorst led the way with 17 big points for New Bremen. And Patrick Wells added 8. And in the JV game, Indians lost that one as well, 40-38. And the first quarter went 9-8 to the Indians. In the second quarter, the Indians outscored the Cardinals 8-5, taking a 17-13 lead. In the third quarter, that was kind of the dooms for Fort Recovery there as they trailed in that quarter 19-7 and trailed at the end of the third 32-24. And in the fourth, Fort Recovery did outscore the Cardinals 14-8, but ended up on the short end of the stick with a 40-38. Loss on that one. Cal Rammel led the way playing in two quarters, but scores 13 points. Daniel Patch added 10. Owen Judy, 9. Caleb Evers, 4. And Kobe Wendell, 2. I'm not sure coach is going to come out here, Bob, so we'll quickly do your thoughts on this one, and then we'll call tonight.
Yeah, you know, my thoughts are we never really got in the flow of an offense at all. They did a great job of mixing up those defenses with the 3-2 and the man-to-man. And, you know, when our light's not on, we can get beat any given night, and we definitely didn't have that light on. But like I said, give them credit. They kept us guessing. We never got in a flow of an offense at all. And that was basically the tale of the night. Two threes late, I believe, were the only ones we hit all night long, and we had really good looks, too. So just did knock down that outside shot. Brian Benn, I thought, played pretty well overall. Tough loss for the Indians tonight.
Well, the question, as we said earlier, is what do we got it in us? Are we going to be able to come back and regroup tomorrow? Because we do have a very good Fort Laramie team coming in, and we better get ready to go, or otherwise this could be going in the wrong direction going into tournament time.
Absolutely.
All right. With that being said, Bob Leverett, Brian Patch. I don't even know my own name here, Bob. Bob Leverett, Brian Patch, signing off for the evening. And we will be back tomorrow doing the Fort Laramie game with the boys. 6 o'clock JV start, around 7:30 tip time for the varsity. See you then.
Listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.